Okay, Shavuot Tov, Chodesh Tov. We're up to Shabbos, Daf, Ayin, Ches. We are up to a few lines down. Ma'im k'derosh v'henas akilor. We have set up the amount of water that you could take that you take out that would make you chayev for hotzah is the amount of water that you would put on an eye bandage to loosen it, I guess. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Mechli Kol Milsa Teshicha B'lo Shchicha Azor Rabban Basar Shchicha Kula. Whenever it comes to something which is common or uncommon use of a certain item, so we always go based on the most common use. So Shchicha Shchicha Azor Rabban Basar Shchicha L'Chumra. And when you have something which two types of different common utilities for a specific item, so you always go based on the smaller amount to be chayev in hotzah, meaning which is called v'chumra. So yayin, when it comes to wine, she says shichah v'vos lo shichah. When you use wine, you don't use it for refuah as much; you use it more for drinking. Azra rabbanu b'asur shi'asu shichah l'kula. So then you use the drinking measurement, which is less, which is more than what you would use for refuah. Even though you use it for refuah, you use it for drinking much more often. So the revius that is a chayiv you, so that's much more of a lenient shita because it's bigger. Same thing with milk. So too, you the amount that you ingest with your mouth, as opposed to what you would use for refuah, is more lenient. It's a bigger shita. When it comes to honey, which is equally as common for eating and for healing, so you go based on the healing, which is the chumra, a smaller amount. So the Gemara says, when it comes to water, people drink water a lot more than they use it for refuah. So why is it that you would use the amount of water for an eye bandage for refuah to make a machmer? You should use the amount of water that you would drink normally, a revius, which would be lakula. So Amar Abaye b'Galila shanu. No, that's in the Galil. In the Galil, people used to use water more for healing than they would for drinking, apparently. So the Gemara then says, Rav Amar, Afil Tamar Rishar Makamos. Really, it's based on Shmuel. Kid Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Kol Shakiane, Masun, Metalili, Levar Mimaya, Demasuv Lomentalili. All types of liquids that you put on the eye actually hurt your vision ultimately, except for water, which doesn't. And because I guess it's the main use of, it's not the main use of water in general, but it's the main material you would use, or main liquid you would use for refuah, so that makes it a significant amount of common use to make it the chumrah, the common and the common to drink and common to use for refuah, and therefore that's going to be the amount of water you cannot bring out on Shabbos. The smaller amount is the threshold because it's commonly used in that way. All other liquids is with revius. It's blood and any other liquid is in revius. How much is that? Blood, the amount that it would take to put on makeup on one eye. Is that what it means? Liability for carrying out blood is equivalent to that which is used to apply to one eye, as one applies blood to heal a wart on an eye. That's what it is. For kechol ba'ayin achas, sheken kochalos varicus. Varicus is some kind of ailment, Rashi says. I guess it's some kind of wart. Mayala sheboletes ba'ayin. It comes off of the eye. So that's, you would put blood on that. Umayin enhu dama detarnugla bara. It's the blood of a wild chicken. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Dam Kedil Chobayin Achas Ktein Shekein Kochlin Liyarud, that you put enough blood for one eye, because why? You put it to heal a cataract, which is internal. Umay Nihu Dama De Krushtina, that's the blood of a bat. V'simanach Gavul Gava Bara Levara, that you use inside for inside, outside for outside. The chicken, which is an outdoor animal, so you put that for outside ailments like a wart, but the blood of a bat, which is usually internal, it stays inside, so that you, that's used for, the blood of the bat is used for the internal issue, cataract. So this whole situation is only a situation where someone takes out These measurements are only for someone who takes them out, but someone who stores them and then takes them out, so that would be even chayev for a little bit. If you would store such a small amount, so that means it's significant regardless of whether or not you're taking it out, or regardless of whether or not it has a measurement. that we said before, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Dvarim, Matznia. All these measurements are only for the people that store them. For a motzi, someone who takes them out without storing them, you haven't yet designated these things as significant, and therefore it's only going to be chayav when you get to this to the objective general shita of significance, which is a revius. And the rabbis who usually say that these measurements are only for someone who's just taking them out, but if you're doing it internally, if you're storing it, so then that is that's going to make the shear whatever you're storing it with, except for, according to the rabbis, liquids of waste, which is only birevius, because that's apparently the only useful measurement of waste that you could ever use something for. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar mava demar mova motzi ava matzniya koshu, atu matzniya lab motziu. So the question is, what do you think? You said matzniya. What's the problem with matzniya? You have to take them out. Aren't they also taking them out? So why is that different from the motzis? Amar abai, hachma azkena, v'samma sh'amar l'rol rabo, lech pana li makum sudam, hachu pinala. So the rabbi tells his student, go make a place so I can eat, so we can eat a meal. And he went and he cleared away the place. Davar chashiv lakol, anything which he moved away for the sake of the su'uda, and he brought it to outside, motzi l'shus l'rishus, to a different domain. So anything that's significantly important, according to everyone, objectively important, chayav bilavei, davar she'eino chashiv lakol, something which is not chashiv for everyone, so i'etznia b'rabei mechayav bilavei, if it's something that he typically stores away and uses, so that itself is going to be chayav, below lo chayav. But if it's something that he doesn't store, and he is, and it is not necessarily chashuv to everybody, and therefore it's going to be pater. Still has to be derabanan. The rabbis agree that when you're taking out this wastewater, it's still going to be chayav, but only by a revius. So shochem lemay chazu. So wait a second. What is wastewater good for? Even in a revius. So I'm Rabbi Yirmal Gabel Behenas Atitz. You use it to knead any clay that you might be using for building or anything like that. Then we say clay, you need to make the amount of an opening for a bellows to be put into a some kind of oven, right? And that's much smaller. That's a much smaller measurement. So look, had the migbal, had the lo migbal. This is going to be an important concept later, that even if it's true, the amount of something which is going to be used is going to be one measurement, the amount of making that item is oftentimes going to be even bigger, because no one would work so hard to make such a small amount, right? So even when there's wastewater, although you might need much smaller amount to make this measurement, to cover up the oven with a hole so that you can put the bellows in, even though that would require a much smaller measurement, if you're going to make this teat, you're going to make this clay, you're going to use a lot more water, because you don't want to make so little at one time, because I guess it's a lot of work to do that small of a thing. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Hamotzi chevel, someone who takes out a rope, k'dei la'asos ozen la'kupa. It's good, the amount is enough to make a little holder, a little handle for a basket. So gemi, k'dei la'asos t'chalad na'afo la'kvara. And if you're going to take out a gemi, which is some kind of pliable, softer reed, so that's enough to make a loop on an item, like a sifter, so that you can hang it up. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, k'dei li'tol mimena midas min alakaten. The amount of reed, which is a problem, is the amount that you would use to measure a baby's foot. Niyar, k'dei l'chtov alav kesher mochsen. Paper, the amount of paper, which is a problem, is the amount that it would take to write a tax paper. It's like a paper to say, basically, that when you're passing by a river, that you've paid already. So the guy lets you out. And that requires, apparently, only the amount of two letters, I believe. Lamotzi kesher mochsin chayev. And if you do such a thing, you'd be chayev. Why exactly does it repeat that? A lot of mefarshim on that. Not for now. Now you're machuk. What about a paper which is erased and you can't necessarily write on it? K'dei lichruch al tzloches katana shel pilyaton. As long as it's enough of a paper to wrap around a small jar of perfume, so that itself is going to be chayev. Or k'dei lasos kamiya. And leather, or a hide, I should say, is the amount of leather it would take to make a little holder for an amulet. Duchsustos, k'dei lichtov mezuzah. Duchsustos is like a more of a raw type of of hide that you could use for writing something. So here it's you're writing a mezuzah. But we'll talk about later what exactly you need to write with and what materials you need to write. It's going to be a big discussion, I think, on Ayin Tes tomorrow, Mir Tashem. The Gemara says, cloth, a real cloth, the amount of parchment that it would take to write the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, that's how much you would be chaya for, because that itself is considered significant. Dio, what about ink? The amount of ink that it would take to write two letters, that's how much it would be chaya to carry that amount of ink. Kechol, k'delichos ayin achas. When it comes to eyeshadow, so that the amount that you would cover one eye, devek, glue, kdeli timbrosh, shaf shaf, the amount that it would take to put on at least to put on a piece of wood. This might be relevant. I think the Mefarshim talked about this might be because of catching a bird. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Zavas gavres kdei lasos nekev, the amount of tar and sulfur has to be enough to make to stop up and then make a hole inside of a like a barrel or a container that's going to pour out. Rashi says liquid silver, something like that, maybe mercury or something. Shava kdei litein al pi nekev katan. So shava, the wax, as much as you can do to seal up a hole with it. Charasis kdei lasos pi chor shel tzorfei zav. Crushed clay or earthenware, the amount that would make an opening, again, for bellows, for gold refiner's oven, right, to stick the bellows into it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kedel Asos Pitzput, the amount of crushed earthenware is the equivalent to a small tripod for the oven. Okay, not sure exactly what that means, but that's how much you'd be chayv for taking out. Subin Kedel Itein Al Pichor Shel Tzor Fezav, another similar thing. Subin is bran, the amount of bran they would take to put on a hole of this oven again of the goldsmith. Sid kdei lasud katan shebabanos, the amount of sid, which is lime, like limestone. Sometimes it means limestone. Lime, the amount to put on a girl, which I think the Gemara is going to talk about the amount of her finger or something like that. Talk about the different appearance issues there. Rabbi Yehuda Amar kdei lasos kilkul, the amount that would give her, I think, some makeup on her forehead. You have to like mark off things. Rabbi Nechami Omer kdei lasud undife, the amount that it would take to spread on the temple to take out fine hairs. Okay. Unclear what exactly this means. It could be also the previous shita could have meant that it was in order to put down the hair so that it doesn't pop up or something like that. The Gemara will talk about it a little bit more later. Why did you use the rope as a handle for a basket when really you could chevel could be used to hang up the sifter also? Okay, so kevin decharik b'mana lo avdi inshi, because it's hard, so it's going to ruin the sifter. I think it means. Since the rope is tough and the wood, it would cut the grooves in the vessel people don't make the loops from, right? The sifter has very fine holes. You don't want to use something very tough or rough because it's going to ruin the sifting mesh or whatever it is. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan Hutzan Kedei Lasos Ozen Lasak Kfifis Kfifa Mitzras. That Hutza, which is from a lulav, well, just a leaf from a lulav, the amount that you can take out is up until a handle for an Egyptian wicker basket. Siv, When it comes to sieve, what's sieve again? Bast. Okay. When it comes to bast, whatever that is, so you can use it the amount of sieve acherim orim kateli tinal pia mashpech katan lasan and esayin, some kind of like a filter that you would use for the end of like a spout for wine. I think it's some kind of hair that, or some kind of small string that grows naturally on a date palm. Revav kdei lasos tachas aspogis ktana. Revav, which is translated as the fat of, I think it's oil. Let's see what Rashi says. Shuman shel shemen. Yeah, aspogin rikik shenosin b'tanu v'tachin tachta v'elah. The amount that you put. Oh, that's right. The amount of oil that you would put underneath something so it doesn't get stuck to the oven, like a Pam or like some kind of oil that we use even today. That's the amount of oil that's usher to take out. How much is that kesela? It's like the sela is worth like a coin. What is it? Didn't we learn that it's the amount of a dried fig? So Gemara says, is the same thing. The something soft, the soft kind of material. There's a whole bunch of different things that could be. So that's enough to make a little ball. That's how much is a problem. How much is that? It's like a size of a nut. So niyark dilaptov alav kasher mosin. We said the paper is enough to write these letters for these tax receipts for this for the guards. So tana kama kasher mosin. How much is steos shel kasher mosin? It's two letters. Reminu hamosi niyark halak. If you take out flat paper image, what can they lift up steos yos chayv yim lav pater? What does it have to do with kasher mosin? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes Ma'ish Deosios. What does it mean? Two letters Deosios Shel Kasher Mosin. When it says it over there, it's referring to that same thing. Next week, Rav Amar Shteosios Didan Beis Achiza. Our letter, even though we write figures or letters much smaller than you would on a tax receipt, over there in that Mishnah, when it says to write the two letters, it's not necessarily mentioning the tax receipt for the guard. That's because for the guard, they don't require any extra space on the side to hold it, but when we write two letters, we have extra space on the side to hold it. So that's the same thing. Tahana kasher milson. So meisave hamotzi nayar machal kushtar parua imesh beloven shlo kedei lichtov shtei osios. If you have enough room to write on a paper which is some kind of sale, right? Like a shtar. Whatever, paper that you use to sell something for a loan or something like that. If on the white there's enough to write two letters, so that's enough. That's a problem. So imesh beloven shelo kedei lichtov shtei osios, o bekulo kedei licharoch al pitz lochos ketan shel platz. Or you can put the paper on the perfume bottle. Chayavim lav pater. If it doesn't have enough room to write those two letters, or if it doesn't have enough to cover it, so that would be pater. Sebish lemel rav sheshes damer mai shtei osios. That makes sense. Kodesh rav sheshes shtei osios shel kasher mosin shapir. That's why it has to have enough room to have two letters. So el rava damer shtei osios didan beis achiza. When it says we need for according to us, it would be enough to write two letters and to have a little piece so you can hold it. Tahanu kasher mosin hacha beis achiza lo tzarech. So here it doesn't seem like you need a beis achiza. So kash, it's true. Gemara continue, and that would be a pircha de Rava, that the Rava's understanding of the mission from before doesn't make sense. Tan Rabbanu Moshe Kasher Mosin Ash Lahir Lamoches Chayiv. So the rabbis say that once you take out this tax receipt, until you show it to the guard, so then it'll still be Chayiv, meaning that's the amount because what? Once he has shown it, that's why he is exempt, as it has no significance. That's not what it means. Tana Motzi Kasher Mosin Ad Shelo Harel Lamoches Chayev. Right. Once you show it to them, so then it's Chayev because it's significant. It's a significant thing. You haven't shown it to them yet. But Shmir Arjelo, because once you already showed it to him, so then that paper has no significance, and therefore the measurement would change, and it's not going to be significant. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Avi Sherel Lamoches Chayev Mivnei Shetarach Lo. Even once you showed it to him, it's still going to be Chayev. It's still significant. That piece of paper is still significant because you still need it. Might be not. What's the difference? Omer Rabbi Yehuda Ben Rehiti Mochsi. When you Rehiti Mochsi means, I think they have other runners that they might come after you. And therefore, you're still going to need it. Rabbi Yehuda says you're still going to need it, and therefore, it's significant. Rabbi Amar Moches Gadol Moches Katan Yikbenayu, that there's a difference between whether or not you'd have a big collector or a junior collector. There might be another person down the river that's going to want to see it again, and the other one, would need more proof. You don't want to go all the way back to see it again to sort of show yourself. So therefore, that paper is still significant. Rabbi Ashi Amar Chad Moches Yikbenayu, it's really only when there's one Moches. Sheni to Amar Le Chazik Avrid Moches Ana. That you want to make sure. Hold on, because you need to show it to a second tax collector. Hold on, there's a difference between them. And what, even in case there's just one tax, nonetheless, it is to his advantage to keep it in his possession because he needs to show it to a second tax collector who may encounter in the future. He says to him, "Look, I'm the man trusted by a tax collector." It's basically to say that this worked for the other guy. Okay. So Tana Rabbana Hamotzi Shtar Chov Ad Shlo Pera'o Chayev. If someone takes out a loan or has a paper for a loan Ashlo Pera'o until he paid it off. It's still Chayiv because that's significant. You're going to need that for something. Misha Pera'o Pater. But that paper is going to be completely insignificant and useless, and therefore you're not going to be Chayiv once you already paid off one. Rabbi Huda Amr Af Misha Pera'o. Even after you paid it off, Chayiv Misha Zarach, you're going to need it. So my Binai Amr of Yosef Asul Ashaus Shtar Pera'o Ikubinayu. So Rav Yosef says that the distinguishing quality between these two opinions could be whether or not you still need that paper, whether or not you're allowed to have that paper. The first opinion says once you pay it off, you have to get rid of it. You can't keep the same shtar because then you're going to try to use it again, and that would be usur. So therefore, we say you're not even allowed to use it ever again, and therefore that paper is usur to use. And it's not only that it's insignificant, but it's usur to have it. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan sarvi asur l'shaus shtar parua, Rabbi Yehuda savar mutar l'shaus shtar parua. Abai amar t'kuli amar asur l'shaus shtar parua. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to have that paper. V'achol modi b'shtar k'savo shtar l'kamikol mefliki. This is really talking about a person who has not yet collected on it, but he has to prove that this is the good shtar. So Tanakh Amasar Mod Bishashik Savo Tarkla Kaimo. A person that says that this is a good shtar, you have to prove that it's good with Edim, not just with the signatures on the paper. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Mod Bishashik Savo in Tarkla Kaimo, my Achlo Prao. Mishiro, so what does it mean when the Mishnah said that it's once you paid, once you didn't pay it? So Ach Yomer lo parati lo parati. Until a person says whether I paid it or I didn't pay it, so that's what you have to prove only after he says those words. Well, Mirtz Hashem will continue this Gemara and this discussion tomorrow. Let's finish this paragraph. Rav Amar Tukuli Am Mod Bishash Ksavu Shasar Chaim. Everyone agrees that if a person says that they didn't, that they have to pay it off, so that you still have to prove it. They're talking about whether or not you have to write a receipt. Tanakama Sarva Kosma Shobar, you have to write a receipt, and therefore that's what's gonna prove your shtar. Not the original shtar. The original shtar you can't use anymore. Rabbi Yehuda Savar ain't Kosma Shobar. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you don't write a separate receipt, you just use the original. Rabbi Ashiyam Nation Sarah Rosal Bachov Shani, you have to show it to another person, to Amar Le Chazi, Gavar the Parani, I'm a person that pays back, and therefore that person has to keep the shtar so that he can prove to people that he's a worthwhile partner to invest in or to take a loan from, etc. Okay, we'll continue with Hashem tomorrow, 9:00.